Wipe Your Lens podcast aims to inspire and empower working moms, helping them find fulfillment and purpose and confidence through their photography side hustle. Whether you're just starting out or seeking guidance to take your existing photography business to the next level, this podcast will be your trusted companion, providing guidance and encouragement every step of the way. So get ready to unleash your creativity, embark on entrepreneurship while capturing beautiful moments with the blessings of strong faith, family, motherhood, and business ownership. So go charge those camera batteries, grab a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and your pen and paper, and let's get started. Hello, hello, and greetings. Thank you so much for tuning in to Wipe Your Lens. Thank you for being here. I'm so happy that you came back for episode 37, What to Post on Social Media as a Family Photographer, and I'm going to go ahead and name it part two, because we talked about this last week, and I just want to talk again about it. But before I go in, I need to tell you about this quote I just saw. It was actually on my kids' basketball app, like to talk with the parents or whatever. So it said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wow. Now, that's a basketball quote, but as a photographer, we could definitely use that too. Have you ever finished a photo session or just went for a walk or was driving and thought and saw something in the sky, like a beautiful rainbow or a sunset or sunrise, and wanted to like really pull over and take the shot? Because I do not advise you to try to take it while you're driving. So you think about that same moment, that same, you'll never see that same sunrise or sunset again, not in the exact way you saw it and just loved it at that time. So go ahead and take that shot. When you're going for a walk, especially in nature, whether it's at your job, around the park, wherever it is, if you see something really, really cool and that's fascinating and you just want to remember it, go ahead and take that shot. Because again, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And even leaving a photo session, I've felt before like, oh my gosh, I should have gotten this, I should have gotten that. Sometimes I just totally forget to get certain shots. Even though I have my shot list, I don't want to keep looking down at my phone or a piece of paper to get it, because I'm just rolling and I'm in the flow of things. But sometimes I've been places where I'm not the photographer, where I'm just, and I, you know, where I'm just there and I think, oh, we should take this. I always take the shot, because going home thinking I should have taken a picture is the worst feeling in the world, because it takes nothing to take a picture. We are digital. You know what I mean? It's not like we're film, where I'm wasting film and spending more money. We're digital. So it's no excuse not to take that shot. Just to say that. Just wanted to say that. Even if you look crazy, you have to get into that mindset. I'm a photographer. I'm going to take this shot, whether it's a selfie, a picture where you have to set up your phone on a fake tripod on the ground, you know, with your purse, with a bag, with whatever it is. Go ahead and take that shot. People are going to think you're crazy sometimes, because sometimes you're out in the open and you see a really cool shot and you have to get in these weird positions to try to set up your camera because you didn't bring your tripod or whatever. Take the shot, because like I said, and like you probably already know, it's the worst feeling to go home and say, man, I should have taken that picture. Because it didn't happen if you didn't take the picture, right? If you don't have a picture to prove it, it didn't happen. Just kidding. But you know what I mean. So with that being said, I want you all, with this whole theme of, or the episode title of what to post on social media as a family photographer when you don't have any new pictures, I want you all to schedule just an hour for yourself to go ahead and do your own branding photography session, okay? Use your DSLR camera or your phone. Sometimes I really like to use my phone because I want to be holding my DSLR camera, because like I said, it's a branding session. So you want to have your phone in hand, because that's what you do. You're promoting your brand. You're showing what you do. So you want to have your camera sometimes. So if you use your phone, especially if you have an iPhone, you want to shoot in RAW. Even if you don't shoot in RAW, you can still load those images onto your Lightroom. I have a Mac computer and I just go ahead and airdrop it onto my computer and it'll click, go into my downloads, and I'll click it from there in Lightroom and they'll all come up and I could edit them just like I did if I did it on my memory card for my DSLR. So you edit those professionally and you have some photos so that at any time, whatever you're talking about, a picture of yourself with your camera, you could talk about anything when it comes to family photography, how important it is, whatever, whatever, whatever. But you have a photo that can back it up, that can show, okay, this is what you do when your potential client comes to, even repeat clients come to book with you. They know what they're going to see, you with that camera in your hand, right? Okay. Let me tell you what else I do, because sometimes I just don't have an hour to set everything up for this branding session. I always have a tripod on hand in my house set up. It's so easy to use. And actually, I have the link of it. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. Let me make myself a quick little note. Tripod link. Okay. I'm going to have the link of the tripod that I use in my show notes today because I love this tripod. It's like one, it's on like a long, you know, where you can go up and down, make it shorter or taller, a long, like a metal rod where it's not like the big tripod where you have all the three legs that I have those too, and they are set up in my house as well, but I have a home studio. So I use that all the time to take my pictures because when it's a date night, or I'm dressed up, you know, before church or even after church, anytime I put on my makeup and my lashes, I'm going to take a few pictures. And that is my kind of like professional brand pictures that I take with my phone real quick because I'm already dressed up and I'm already in a cute outfit. And I have those images that I can use on my social media to promote my business and promote me, right? So I love doing it that way because it only takes a little bit of time. And I like to use Lens Buddy. It is the best for your own little selfie brand photography picture session that you want to have because you can set it up to where you have this many minutes or this many seconds between each pose or between each picture, so you could change your pose, and it's really, really good. So I'm gonna put that in the show notes too, Lens Buddy. And I get no kickback with Lens Buddy at all. I just love using them. So Lens Buddy is what I use. And it's a free app. So you'll love it on your phone. When you take selfies, you can use that. Because it could take like, I have it set up for 10 photos. 5 seconds in between each. I could change my pose and it'll still take my picture. I don't have to keep going back and forth by setting up the selfie mode for 10 seconds or whatever. But whatever you want to do is fine. But Lens Buddy is a really good app. So what else is it that I do? I'll use that. And then, yes, I will go ahead and edit them. So have some pictures of your own. But a really important thing to do, especially if you're just starting out, is to share your photography journey. There are so many things that you could do by sharing your photography journey. There's so many tips that I'm going to share with you today that this is your content to post on your social media. So sharing your story as a family photographer can be a powerful way to connect with potential clients and build your personal brand that resonates with your audience. So here are some tips to effectively do that. Share your story. Use social media platforms, of course. Utilize social media platforms such as Instagram and Facebook. Now, I love to use both on a regular basis. Instagram and Facebook, I even have my personal page and my business page is connected. So when I post to Instagram, it automatically posts it to Facebook. You could turn that option off or not use it at all, but I like to use it. It does not cross over your reels yet. At the time of me taping this, it is not crossing over your reels. Perhaps they will get that going to where they will have it, you know, sharing next, you know, anytime soon, who knows. But if that doesn't happen, you have to use your reels, download it, and then upload it again to Facebook. But that's fine. And I use the app If This Then That to go ahead. When I post to Instagram, it'll automatically post to X and LinkedIn. X, which is formerly known as Twitter. I don't really use that much, but some people do engage with my content there. So I just want to keep it there because I had it for a long time. LinkedIn as well, because it is a business type of social media account and I'm on there already. So why not go ahead and put my engaging content that I've already made once and go ahead and share it there too. In my bio on each of these platforms, I have a way for my potential clients to get in touch with me. So they can always get in touch with me through my website. And that's how I can communicate with them. So I feel like it's a good way of me going ahead and promoting my business and putting myself out there on different platforms so that people can contact me. So I know a lot of photographers don't like using so many platforms, but I really don't go to X or LinkedIn that much, but people know if they can get in touch with me through my social media, which is in my bio, or through my website, excuse me, which is in my bio, then they can do so. So anyway, use these different platforms to share your journey as a family photographer by posting engaging content, which includes behind the scenes glimpses of your photo sessions. Even if you don't have a photo session going on right now, or you haven't done it already, go ahead and fake it. Go ahead and shoot a video of you getting ready for a photo session. Set up like you're going to do a photo session. Act like you're cleaning your lenses or making props. Or even if you have some old props that you use for, show that. And I mean, it's really not even faking it because you've used it. And show those behind the scenes things that you do to put things together for your photo session. Any personal experiences that you want to share or client reflections, go ahead and use that and post it on your social media. Make a nice little caption. If you're not sure where to go with your caption, you can always use ChatGPT, which is a free app that you can use, and go ahead and say, hey, write me a post. First, you have to tell ChatGPT what you are. Hey, I'm a family photographer, and I need you to write me a post about, about how important family photography is for a family or for a mom or something like that. And it'll give you information. You could, of course, tweak it, change it up how you want it to sound, make it you, all you want. And that will be a great way. So number two, create a compelling about page or bio on your social media platforms. About page is for your website. And of course, on your bio, you can only have so many words on your Instagram and Facebook. So craft a compelling about page or bio. Make sure you tell everyone what your name is, that you're a whatever state or city that you're in photographer, and that you help somebody. Who do you help? So on my bio, it says something like Kim Stewart Photography. So that my name is already in my bio or in my name of my Facebook page or name of my company. So I don't need to say that again. I'm a Central Florida photographer, family photographer, and I help moms create the look that they love from behind my lens. I forgot what it says now, but it says something like that. Who do you help? You help moms create images that they could cherish forever, whatever it is. So you can tell a story of how you became a photographer. This is in your about page on your website. Tell the story of how you became a family photographer, your passion for capturing meaningful images, your experiences, and what sets you and your work apart from others. Use this space to connect with your potential clients on a personal level. Three, if you have a website, this is kind of going towards websites, but you can use this on your website or on your social media platforms. Blogging, start a blog. For the longest, I didn't know my website already came with a blog. I use Zenfolio. It comes with a free blog or an included blog. So I wasn't blogging for the longest. Still don't really love doing it, but using a blog will help get your business out there, get your name out there. And it's another way of just getting exposure. So start a blog on your website page to share in-depth stories about your experiences as a family photographer. Write about memorable photo sessions, the impact of your work on families, and the creative process behind your photography. With that, you can also post the same information onto your social media platforms by talking about a photo session or whatever your experiences is. The same thing or the same images that you will put on your blog, go ahead and put it on your social media. If you don't have a blog, and it will work the same way. Four, video content. Create video content to share your story in a dynamic and engaging format. Consider filming behind the scenes. I always say this. And I actually just bought a new, hold on, I'm gonna press pause real fast. Okay, I'm back. I actually bought on Amazon, and I'm gonna put the link in the show notes. It's a phone tripod mount with a cold shoe on it. So it will go into where you would put your flash on top of your camera, but it's a mount for your phone. So you can actually be taking pictures and have the video going on your phone at the same time, and it will be capturing the video of the images that you're taking. So I think that's really, really cool. I have not tried it yet, but I'm going to try it out. But maybe, well, I'm going to go ahead and just post it because it wasn't very expensive. I think it was like $12 or something like that. And I will post that in the episode notes as well, because I think it's really cool, because sometimes I don't have my whole tripod with me to get the behind the scenes, but this will not be able to capture you in the videos. This will have where you can see like before, after, or what I see, what my camera sees, or something like that. Some of those videos where you have a picture or a video of what's going on and then what you captured. I want to create that. So this is how I think I'm going to be able to do it. I will let you know. So create video content to share your story in a dynamic and engaging format. Consider behind the scenes footage of your photo shoots. This is what I'm hoping to get. Or set up the tripod where you can actually see yourself taking the photos of your clients, and discuss your motivation as a photographer sharing this sharing these photos like this. Your clients will love it, plus your audience will love it too. And with that being said, you can grab some more inspiration. Don't do the exact thing as other photographers, but if you go to Instagram and go to your, what is it, For You page, or just go to the search, which is looks like the magnifying glass, then go to the search bar and put in family photography videos. You can actually see what other family photographers are doing for videos, and you can use those templates, use those songs, if you like the song that they're using, the audio that they're using, and save it for later use for you to use. And where it says at the bottom left, it'll say use template. You could even use that same template so that your images or your videos are getting placed into that reel on beat or whatever it is. So try to use that, because that will give a lot of motivation as well. And 5, show your personality. I have so many wonderful, beautiful family photos, but what it takes to get those family photos is ridiculous. My family, they know I'm a photographer. My husband helped me become a photographer by buying me my DSLR cameras, more than one, but he hates taking photos. So it's like pulling teeth to get my husband and my kids to take photos. It's ridiculous. So I talk about that. Like, even though I'm a family photographer and I lived for photography, it's my passion, my family can't stand it. They will take photos when I really, really, really prep them for it, get them ready for it, let them know ahead of time that we're taking photos on this day. No ifs, ands, or buts, because we're getting dressed for, you know, whatever we're going out for as a family or whatever. So I do have to get them ready, just like I know other moms have to do with for their family, because they don't like photos. So I can definitely relate. So in my posts, I like to show my personality, show my family's personality about what it takes to actually get the photos. So with that being said, I'm being transparent and authentic, because people think, oh, you have so many pictures of your kids and your family because they love taking pictures. No, they don't. So I'm not even going to be fake about it. I'm transparent about it. I hate that they don't like photos. When they're ready, or when my daughter's ready, she will take photos. She's a beautiful girl, and she can take beautiful. She could be a model. She's not that tall, but she could be a short model, because she really like does the different hairstyles and all this stuff, and is beautiful. My son can too, but he has this long hair that kind of covers his eyes and things like that. But I will take photos of him when he lets me, and same thing with his dad. So anyway, by incorporating these tips, you can effectively share your story as a family photographer, allowing potential clients to connect with you on a deeper level and understand the passion and dedication that you bring to your work. So let's recap on these tips to share your story, because this is a wonderful, special way to, to go ahead and connect with your audience and connect on social media by having something to post. So here we are. Use social media, different social media platforms. If it's just Instagram and Facebook, that's fine. Use Instagram and Facebook. If it's just Facebook or if it's just Instagram, that's fine as well. Two, create a compelling bio or about page on your website. Three, blogging. Start a blog on your website or share some in-depth, really good stories about your experiences as a family photographer or whatever your passion is. And with that being said, go ahead. If it's on social media, pin that to the top of your page. When you click the three dots on your post, you can actually say pin this or feature this to your page, and it'll be at the very top. That's like having an about page on your website. Okay, blogging, start a blog or on your website if you can. And there you can also share in-depth stories about your photography business, about your passion. And if you don't have a blog to do so, you can also do this on your social media pages and be sure to pin it. You can only pin, at the time of this taping, you can only pin three you can only pin three posts on your Instagram page, and Facebook, I believe it's only one. Video content. Four is video content. Create an engaging story or video. Consider behind the scenes or whatever it is that you want to create. And to get some inspiration, go ahead on Instagram, click that search button, and put in family photography videos and get some inspiration there. And five, show your personality. People love to hear about how it is that you get different shots or whatever it is, or family information. I actually get the most likes when I show up or share a personal story or something about myself and my family. It's crazy, but I love sharing all of my clients' information or all their pictures, not their information, but their pictures, their beautiful shots and things like that. But I get the most likes when I share something about myself. So remember that and go ahead and do it and try it and take those pictures. Take those branding photos. I want you guys to do that so that you have pictures of yourself on your pages, on your website, on your social media pages, because everybody wants to know who is it that they're working for, or who is it that they're booking, and who's going to be working for them. And also, as this is being said, make sure your profile picture is a picture of you, not your logo, a picture of you, because people want to connect with you, not a company. All right. I hope this helps. I hope this is information that you will use today. Please let me know. DM me at Kim Stewart Photography. That's Stewart with a D, Stewart, on Instagram and Facebook. And please leave a rating and review. I read all the reviews and I love them. I even repost them onto my social media pages on Instagram and Facebook so that you can see them, you can read them, and you see that I am actually reading them too. All right. Have a blessed week, and I'll talk to you next week. All right. That's a wrap for this episode of Wipe Your Lens. I hope you found it insightful and inspiring. Remember, as a working mom with a passion for photography, you have the power to capture incredible moments and build a purposeful business. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to stay tuned on future episodes filled with even more valuable content. If you enjoyed this episode, I truly appreciate it if you could leave a review and share the podcast with other moms who aspire to turn their love for photography into a rewarding career. Until next time, keep chasing your dreams, wiping your lens, and capturing the world through your unique perspective. You got this, sis.